Hey guys, it's a little bit of a ramble post. Sorry if it's noisy and it doesn't sound like my usual quality. It's because I've ran into some issues, which I'm gonna talk about right now, and that is yesterday during, I think it was the 6th or the 7th, there was a storm in the middle of the night. I usually sleep with my PC on, and there was a power surge, and my PC is usually plugged in directly into the wall. So one of the components is completely fried. I'm trusting my own diagnostic, and I think it's the motherboard. And I ordered a new one, so yeah, the audio you guys listened to yesterday, it was already scheduled to be posted, so that's why I posted it. And yeah, so I was getting ahead of uploads, you know, because I'm gonna move the 20th. Also something that I haven't mentioned, but I'm moving houses again the 20th, following everything that happened in my past updates in March. And that this will be the last time I will move in a good amount of time, like for at least 6 months to 1 year. And yeah, so I was trying to get ahead of uploads, sorry. Just woke up. I was trying to get ahead of an update on uploads because of that. So I ordered a new motherboard and it should be coming in this week. We'll see if I lost the audios I had, which I had three audios ready to be posted. So if I lose them because my hard drive is damaged and the files are corrupted, that will suck, and inevitably that will set me back, because right now I can't record unless it's on my phone, and I really want to do that because the quality is trash and I can't edit. So yeah, that's one. So if one upload is like a week late, bear with me, we'll get it on in time. But we haven't missed an upload on Patreon yet, all months, so I'm happy about that. Also, would like to ask you guys about my more meta audios, my NSFW rambles, I guess. If you guys would like a little bit of editing on them, because these are usually like audios I don't act in at all. I don't edit. I just give you guys the raw, real experience. And I don't know. I meant to ask you guys. You guys seem to enjoy them a lot. I get good comments on it. So, yeah. Let me know. And fuck, what else? I should have written some bullet points. Oh, yeah. Backlog. Some people have been asking me if I'm ever going to rotate the audios that are on the $5 Lily tier. I won't. Those audios are going to be there forever. Those $5 for that tier are kind of a get-to-know-the-content thing. I will never update those audios. And the first tier will continually get one big NSFW audio a month, like Helping Hand, uploaded a day ago. And also, because we're starting to, you know, pick up a little bit on the backlog, and there's like 12, 13 audios now, we're starting to have some more patrons joining. And I guess I wanted to say this to you guys, it's also a couple days ago, it was officially the 3rd month anniversary of my Patreon. And I want to thank you guys. I want to thank you guys a lot. Because you guys were the first ones, you know? I get that my prices may not be, like, the best because I don't do this full-time. I just started. The backlog isn't big. But I want to thank you guys so much for sticking around, supporting me on the store, which is what counts the most. It's really, really, really comforting and reassuring to know that I have people who are willing to support for the sake of supporting. Of course, the people that don't think it's worth it are also completely valid, because there are companies out there, companies or VAs, who will offer you way more bang for your buck. Ultimately, they're not me. That can either be better or worse, depending on your point of view. But what I'm trying to say is, I get it. You won't sign up for $5 and you won't get 100 audios. You won't sign up for $10 or get 50 or something like that. But ultimately, I just want to thank you guys for either enjoying my content so much or wanting to support me so much. It means the world to me. I've been able to make more consistent, better, and upload more frequently, both on paid and free platforms. And right now I'm still trying to get into the swing of things, because each upload of mine is very manual and, like, each audio of mine feels like I'm improving, and it always has been like that, but they always take a long fucking time for me to make. Like, I haven't had an audio where the recording, where the writing, the recording, the editing, and the posting went smoothly. Yeah. I want to have that really bad, because I think you guys deserve it. And that doesn't mean the quality isn't where I want it to be. I'm proud of the stuff I've been making. I'm not exactly functioning as a VA. Like, if you guys know what I mean. It's hard to explain, really. I'm having an ESL moment here. I guess what I mean is, I'm not a professional, you know. I'm learning as I go. I know more in editing and recording stuff, hardware and knowledge itself, than most people. Still not up to my standard, and some people knock out 3-4 audios a week instead of 3-4 audios a month, much more consistently than what I do. My point is, I'm trying to get to that because right now I'm saving for more equipment so I can start making more SFW content, which, as I mentioned in a post in an upcoming, in the early access upcoming Reddit audio, this SFW is something that has helped me through so much time. It has helped me for an immense amount of time, and I love making it. I think SFW and NSFW content will always have place in my platforms. I know I want to make more SFW. That doesn't mean I want to make SFW more than I want to make NSFW content, but that does mean I want a little bit more space for SFW. Whether that's going to be something bad for Patreon or not, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to make more SFW on Patreon or outside of Patreon. I just know I want to make more of it. So that's where I see things heading in the future, and like maybe starting in a couple of months, maybe 3 months from now, I want to have a YouTube channel running. Whether it's for actual scripted audios like BFE, that kind of thing, or full-blown ASMR. Still don't know, but I do think that if I have the time, the techniques, and I can manage my time well enough, I'd love to do it. And things are getting to a point where now I spend, even though this is a side thing for me, I do spend the majority of my time either thinking about what to write, looking for ideas, writing, recording, editing, posting, and promoting stuff. I still haven't gotten around to making like teaser posts on Reddit, because I kind of feel like putting myself out there as a product and not as a person. I have some issues with that, like making teaser posts and being like, hey, you want to listen to this, come to my Patreon, that kind of thing. Is I have a hard time doing it, because I feel like I'm just a guy trying to make money, you know. When true, it's nice making money out of this, because the time I spend on all of my audios, which isn't little, is rewarded, of course. I'm not trying to get rich of this, is I guess what I mean. Sorry guys, my brain doesn't really function well in the morning, or any time at all, actually. But yeah, bottom line is, thank you guys so much for your support. Thank you guys for listening to my audios, for enjoying them, for going the extra mile and supporting me through Patreon. To every single one of you that before you were my patrons, you commented in audios and Reddit, you shared them, you upvoted them, and you were there whenever I posted. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Because there's a reason I'm here. And that I'm able to have so much fun doing this. Also, I've been thinking about creating polls for you guys. Not as in the content polls. For my script ideas themselves. As in, like, lately, like, Helping Hand was something that matched really, really, really extremely well with the stuff that you guys voted in the content polls and the ideas you gave me. And yeah. So I did a script fill because of that. But usually, it's going to be a 50-50 between script fills and original content. And I would like to know if the content poll itself is already enough for you guys, or if you feel like you want to have an extra finger into what I'm making, which would be me selecting the top photo tags, organizing them into two tropes / scenarios or / audio ideas, and having you guys vote for it. I feel like that would be like you guys basically choosing 100% of what I'm making, which, don't get me wrong, I want to please you guys the best I can. I also want to know that I can make what I want, as a means of, like, you know, like Hypno. Hypno doesn't really do great in Reddit. I'd like to have the space to do that in Patreon, but ultimately, if you guys don't enjoy it at all, like 80% of people don't enjoy it, I won't make it, because I'm still here to offer like a product, and the point is having you guys be satisfied with the use of your money. So, is that all? Is that all? Oh yeah, also, we'll be making another AMA soon. We're close to hitting 20,000 followers on Reddit. I'd say like another month and we're there. Maybe a little more, a little less, who knows. And I won't be making it publicly this time. It'll just be you guys. I'll be going super in-depth about your questions. So I hope you guys leave creative questions. I will be making the post soon. So, yeah. Hope you guys have been having a good day. Whenever you're listening to this, drink some water, take care of yourself, tell someone you love that you love them, stop being on your phone so much when you're around people that you love, and yeah, have a good day. Mwah.